From the time of Lewis and Clark, the Yellowstone Plateau had been sketchily and often incredibly reported to contain volcanoes, boiling springs, geysers, vents that could be ignited with a match, glens deadly with poison gases, a huge crystal lake, and waterfalls as tall as 1,000 feet. Having heard those tales of strange wonders at the head of the Yellowstone River, these men determined to find out for themselves their veracity. The Washburn expedition was organized primarily to verify the fragmentary information they and others had heard from trappers, prospectors, and the Folsom Party of the previous year. Although other parties predated it, the Washburn Party has received most of the credit for discovery of the area, because it was the first to adequately report its findings. But so great were the wonders of the Yellowstone that it took several expeditions to make the world believe in them. 5 years before Everett's adventure, President Lincoln had appointed him assessor of internal revenue for the new territory of Montana. Losing that political position in early 1870, Everett stayed in the area hoping to find another job. But by midsummer, with nothing turning up, he had decided to return east with his grown daughter Elizabeth, or Bessie, who, as a belle of Helena society, was being courted by another member of the 1871